Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravanachari. Yamuna Tiravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravanachari. Yamuna Tiravanachari.
Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajika Charya Ashtasarashita Shishimad. His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajika Charya Ashtasarashita Shishimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsekaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath. Shyama Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulasi Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Namo. That's it. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So in honor of Mother's Day, we would like to wish all the mothers and their children and their husbands everyone a happy Mother's Day, and progress in Krishna consciousness, I thought I would read from one of the foremost mothers of the scriptures, Queen Kunti, and so I thought we would just read her prayers before we start the main class. So. Start. If we can chant the Sanskrit together, and then I'll read the translation, and we'll go through it like that. There are quite a few verses, so we won't exactly go into the purports at first. So, Kunti uvacha namasye purusham kadyam ishvaram prakrite param. Alakshyam sarvabhutanam antarbahir avastitam. Srimati Kunti said, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. Maya javani kachanam agyadhokshajam avyayam nalakshya se mudha drisha natto natyadaro yatha. Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. Tata paramahamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidhanartam katang pashye mahistriyaha. You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators, who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly? Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandananya Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses. Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangrayae. My respectful obeisances are unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. Yatta Rishikesha Kalena Devaki Kansena Rudhati Chirang Sucharpita Vimochitaham cha sahatmaja vibho tyayaiva dainena muhur vipatkanat. O Rishikesh, master of the senses and lord of lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kamsa, and me and my children from a series of constant dangers. Vishtan mahagne purushada darshanat asat sabhaya vanavasa krichrataha
Mridhe mridhe neka maharata rostrato dronyastratash chasma hare birakshitaha.
My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from a poisoned cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashvatthama.
Vipada santutakshashvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yachyat appunar bhavadarshanam.
I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths.
Janmaishvarya shrutashtribhir edhamana madapuman naivarhatya pidhitum pai tvang akinchana gocharam.
My lord, your lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling.
Namo kinchana vittaya nivritta gunavrittaye atmaramaya shantaya kaivalya pattaye namaha.
My obeisances are unto you who are the property of the materially impoverished. You have nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied, and therefore you are the most gentle and are master of the monists.
Manye tvam kalamishanam anadi nidhanang vibhum samang charantang sarvatra putanang yan mitakkali.
My lord, I consider your lordship to be eternal time, the supreme controller without beginning and end, the all-pervasive one. In distributing your mercy, you are equal to everyone. The dissensions between living beings are due to social intercourse.
Na veda kaschit bhagavanschikirshitam tavehamanasya nrinam vidambanam Nayasya kaschit tayitosti karhichit dveshyascha tasmin vishama matirninam.
O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and are so misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial.
Janma karma cha vishvatman ajashya kartu atmanah tiryan rishishu yadhasu tat atyanta vidambanam.
Of course, it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work, though you are inactive, and that you take birth, although you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend among animals, men, sages, and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering.
Gopyadade tvai kritakasi dhamatavad yate dashashru kali anjana samam prakaksham vakram ninya vaya bhavanaya stitasya samang vimohayati bhir apiyat bibeti.
Sorry about that. My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears which washed the mascara from your eyes. And though you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you, this sight is bewildering to me.
Kechit ahur ajam jatam punyashlokasya kirtaye yado priyasyan vadaya malayasyeva chandanam.
Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings, and others say that he is born to please King Yadu, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family,
as sandalwood appears in the Malaya Hills. Appare Vasudevasya Devakyam Yachito Bhyagat Ajastvam Asya Che Maya Vadhaya Chaksuradvisham. Others say that since both Vasudeva and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly you are unborn, yet you take birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods.
Paravataranaranye bhuvonava ivo dadhau siddhantya buribharena jatohyatma puvartitaha.
Others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble.
Bhavesmin klishyamana nam avidya kama karma bihi shravana smaranar ahani karishyam iti kechana.
And yet others say that you appeared to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned soul suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation.
Shrinvanti gayanti grinyan akshnasha smaranti nandanti tavehi tamjana taeva pashyantya chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramang padambujam.
O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which can alone stop the repetition of birth and death.
Apyadya nastvang svakriti heta prabho jiha shasi svit surido nujivina yeshang nachanyat bhavatak padambujat parayanam rajasu yojitam hasam.
O my Lord, you have executed all duties yourself. Are you leaving us today? Though we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no one else to protect us, now when all kings are at enmity with us.
Kevayam namarupabhyam yadubi sahapandavaha pavato darshanang yarhi rishikanang iveshitu.
As the name and fame of a particular body is finished with disappearance of the living spirit, similarly, if you do not look upon us, all our fame and activities, along with the Pandavas and the Yadus, will end at once.
Neyang shobishyate tatra yate daning gadadhara tvatpadarankita bhati svalakshana vilakshitai.
O Gadadhar Krishna, our kingdom is now being marked by the impressions of your feet, and therefore it appears so beautiful. But when you leave, it will no longer be so.
Ime jana padak svivrida supapachudi virudha vanadri nadyudan vanto yedante tava vikshitai.
All these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing. The hills are full of minerals and the oceans full of wealth. And this is all due to your glancing over them.
Ata vishvesha vishvatman vishvamurte svakeshume sneha pasham mimang chindhi dridhang pandushu vrishnishu.
O Lord of the universe, soul of the universe, O personality of the form of the universe, please therefore sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis.
Tvayi me nanya vishaya matir madhu pate sakrit ratim udvahatad udha gange vagham udanvati.
O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. That's the great verse. Shri Krishna Krishna Sakka Vrishnya Rashabhavani Drug Drajanya Vangsha Dahadanu Pavarga Virya Govinda Godvija Surarti Haravatara Yogeshvara Kila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief among the descendants of Rishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the Brahmins, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers, and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances. Queen Kunti Mataji Ki Jai. So that was... one of the things that I understood from one lecture by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, and he explained that the different shastras have different purposes. So the purpose of the Ramayana is to show the behavior of a perfect person. So we can see Lord Ram, he was the perfect king, he was the perfect husband, he was the perfect son, always willing to, and he was the perfect warrior also. So in so many ways, this was the goal of the Ramayana. The goal of the Mahabharata is a little different. The goal of the Mahabharata is to understand what is correct action, what is dharma, what is the way actually one should behave. And so there are so many instances that we see in the Mahabharata where there are very, difficult decisions to be made, difficult courses of action that are presented to the protagonists, what they should do, how they should do it, and so on. One particular example sometimes given by Ridayananda Maharaj of Bhishma. Bhishma made this vow that he would remain brahmachari in order to facilitate his father's marriage. But there were so many instances where this vow got in the way of a lot of political events, and a lot of things could have been averted, a lot of bad things could have been averted had he broken that vow. And so this is an interesting point in the Mahabharata. So many things are there. And of course, the Srimad Bhagavatam has a different purpose. Srimad Bhagavatam, well, the purposes are usually all the same in one sense, but the overriding purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam is to understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the overriding purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is why in the beginning there's so much emphasis where the Bhagavatam is explained as getting rid of all cheating religions, because we understand there are so many forms of dharma, there are so many forms of, in fact, in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, that's one of Arjuna's arguments, is that if I don't behave in a dharmic way, if I simply am acting to conquer over the enemies in order to gain opulence in the kingdom, then this is not good, and I should adopt a different path. And he invokes the Kula Dharma also. Kula means place, so the place of the Pandavas and the Kurus, and in fact, in the very, very opening word of the Bhagavad Gita is Dharma Kshetre. So Dharma, this is the place of Dharma, Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre. And so this is showing that this emphasis is there on what is your Dharma, what should Arjuna do, and so on. So anyway, I was very taken by these prayers of Queen Kunti, because There's so much philosophy in these prayers, and there's also so much description of Krishna's aspects of his being the supreme controller, being the supreme person, and yet at the same time, they're very personal. They're very much intimate in that you, Krishna, you have saved our family. You have saved my sons during their time in the forest. You have saved us during this battle of Kurukshetra. It is you personally that have done this. And so Kunti is seeing this as a very personal, as a family, as Krishna, as being part of the family, and yet she knows that you're not really part of the family, you're actually the Supreme Person, and you're actually totally beyond these material considerations of family and so on. So that is actually, when you go into how personality is so important for the Srimad Bhagavatam and how much the Srimad Bhagavatam is the explanation of the relationship between Krishna and his various devotees. So we see that, for example, there's Vyasadev, who is wondering why he's not satisfied. Why am I not satisfied? I've compiled the Vedas, I've compiled the Mahabharata, I've compiled so many different scriptures, and yet somehow this is not satisfactory. I can feel that it's not satisfactory. And why is this? And just as Arjuna could not understand what was his situation, what was his right course of action, so similarly, Vyasadeva is in the same position at that point. And so therefore, he takes shelter of his spiritual master. That's the key. And so the key is that Vyasadeva takes shelter of Narada Muni. Narada Muni explains to him that you've not explained the personality of Godhead. You've not explained this in fullness. Therefore, you're not feeling satisfied. And once you do this, you will feel satisfied. Similarly, Arjuna is in the same position. And he cites all these different types of dharma that, you know, there'll be Varna Sankara, there'll be unwanted population, there'll be a lot of suffering in the world, and so on and so forth. And but Krishna says, you know, you're speaking learned words for what is not worthy of grief. See? And so in one sense, Arjuna has to accept Krishna as the spiritual master for the Bhagavad Gita to be spoken. And in the same way, Srila Vyasadeva accepts Narada Muni as his spiritual master. And you see that throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni appears and instructs so many of Vyasadeva's godbrothers are being instructed by Narada Muni. So you see Dhruva Maharaj, he has to go to the forest because he's been instructed by, first of all, by his mother. That's an interesting motherly story, the story of Suniti and Sucharya, who, in a sense, Dhruva became very dissatisfied with his situation. And so therefore, when his mother told him, well, you should take shelter of the personality of Godhead. So Dhruva asked, well, where do I find the personality of Godhead? And so he said, well, personality of Godhead, Krishna, he's found in the forest. So he said, well, I will go to the forest. So he went to the forest. And then Narada Muni appeared to him and said, why are you performing these austerities in the forest? You know, you're just a little boy, and you'll grow out of it, and so you should go home. And so he told Narada Muni, no, you go home. I'm busy. I'm taking care of business here. I want to know, how do I find the personality of Godhead? And so then Narada Muni gave him the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and so that he could meditate on that mantra. And he, of course, was so fixed in his determination, Dhruva Maharaj, that after a mere 6 months or so, where he was only taking one breath every, every few days or something like some. First of all, he gave up eating, then he gave up drinking, then he gave up breathing practically. And so this was such an enormous austerity that it's said that the demigods in the heavenly planets were being suffocated. Because Dhruva could not breathe, the demigods in the heavenly planets could not breathe either. And so they implored, they came to Lord Vishnu and they said, look, you've got to help us out. You know, he's going to kill us all. And so therefore, Lord Vishnu appeared to Dhruva Maharaj and gave him the benediction. And of course, Dhruva Maharaj, upon having the darshan of Lord Vishnu, he was very upset with himself. Said, I came looking for pieces of glass and I found diamonds, but you know, I don't want this kingdom, you know, anymore that I've been praying for and asking for and so on. And actually it's a point of, we were reading this some time ago when I was in Sweden reading this pastime, and it seemed like, you know, Dhruva was being really kind of hard on himself, you know. I mean, he's 5 years old. What do you expect, you know? But once enlightened by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all consideration of age and like that go by the wayside, that he understood. It was fully realized. And therefore, he had great regret for his intentions before receiving the darshan of Krishna. So these are great devotees, and Queen Kunti is also one of these great devotees, and her prayers, just as the Ganges flows forever down to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. This is such a wonderful prayer. And so many of these, you know. And one of the key verses in that, that Srila Prabhupada often quoted, Srinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Abhikshnasha Smaranti Nandanti Tavehi Tangjana. O Krishna, those who constantly, continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which can alone stop the repetition of birth and death. This is the same instruction, you might say, that is given by Lord Chaitanya. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi shahishnuna. That one should be in a humble state of mind, always chanting the holy, and in that state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So this continuous remembrance of Krishna, continuous chanting of Krishna's holy name. I remember when I was a child growing up, and there were a lot of religions around when I was growing up. And there were Catholics, there were Jews, there were Protestants, there were all kinds of things. And I really couldn't see how just going to church on Sunday was all you had to do. It didn't seem to me that it was enough somehow, or it wasn't fulfilling, or how could it be actually something that would lead you to some kind of liberation or some kind of heaven or some kind, you know, something seemed to be missing in the formula. And only in coming to Krishna consciousness, only in having that understanding of the permanent situation of surrendering everything to Krishna, all one's actions, you know, all one's activities, all one's desires, all one's intentions. It's these are the things that actually make Krishna consciousness what it is, that we understand why it is so superior. There is an instance where I was looking at one website. Part of my job service is to look at people who are in contravention of copyrights of the BBT materials, And so, which is an interesting service. However, there was one site. It was very beautiful site. And it was all about wisdom. It claimed, and so they had collected together all different kinds of shastra and philosophies and all, and they're all presenting all these things at the same time. And of course, they were presenting also Vaishnavism. See, and under Vaishnavism, then Prabhupada's books are there. So looked at this and I thought, well, it's a nice idea, but to ascribe spiritual, moral, intellectual, philosophical equivalence in this way is not really what we're about. It's not that those other sources of wisdom are invalid in their particular way, but it's just that Krishna consciousness is a part. It is separate, it is distinct, it is unique. And there may be elements of Krishna consciousness in so many other paths or scriptures or so on, but we know that actually they're not reaching what Srila Prabhupada has termed the summum bonum. Summum means highest, and bonum means good, the highest good. And therefore, we take issue with such a site presenting Krishna consciousness in that kind of way. It may seem what we would call proud, chauvinistic. There may be other ways to look at that, but it's something that, anyway, I have to, that part of my task is to deal with that. Anyhow, speaking of the presentation of Krishna consciousness, I just received a report from the Bhaktivedanta archives, and I'd like a show of hands. How many here have a copy of the Bhaktivedanta Vedabase? It's a good proportion. Very good. Anyway, there is a new in June release coming out. And as they say, it is a quantum leap in content and features. So there'll be a lot more audio, there'll be video, there'll be a lot of things verified, re-verified, 110 new letters by Srila Prabhupada, 230 new letters from Prabhupada's secretaries, the memories of Srila Prabhupada, done by Siddhanta Prabhu and others, that will be new, especially the 40th anniversary of ISKCON Juhu. I know some of you were there. Let's have a look at the others. Enhanced content links for tablets and smartphones. I'm not a tablet or smartphone user, but those of you who are will certainly get some benefit from this. And anyway, it's very exciting. It's the Bhaktivedanta Vedic Library, How to Cook for Krishna. The artwork will be there in thumbnail form. There'll be extra of the Kirtan series. And one thing that I found interesting that I never knew existed, and I was serving at the archives for over 20 years, the dictations of the Srimad Bhagavatam third canto audio, six and a quarter hours from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 27th chapter, verse 11, through the third canto, 32nd chapter, verse 42. It's very rare that we have the actual original the original tapes of Srila Prabhupada recording the Srimad Bhagavatam translations and purports, because the system was set up very early on because tapes were expensive at the time, that Prabhupada would send in the tapes, devotees would transcribe them, and then send the tapes back, and Srila Prabhupada would reuse them. So there's a very rare find, actually, to have actually that kind of direct audio from Srila Prabhupada for his Srimad Bhagavatam translations and purports. Of course, the music and purports and so on. The Krishna book dictations will also be there. Krishna book dictations we had from the beginning with audio, the original dictation and texts, and then the philosophy discussions with audio. So then there's this is their report for the BBT trustees, actually, and so it's very interesting that these things have come to light, and it is amazing that so much of Srila Prabhupada's actual legacy and his things are with us. I mean, this is very rare in the history of Vaishnavism. We know much more about Srila Prabhupada than we do about Lord Chaitanya, than we do of all the previous acharyas, and that we have from the founders of most of the religions of the world. If you look at the life of Lord Buddha or Lord Jesus, so many others, there's very little, actually. And we have an amazing amount. There's almost no parallel, and there's also no comparison to the depth of Srila Prabhupada's realizations on these matters. This is what is so striking, is that on practically every topic, from the most, you might say, ABC, Bhagavad Gita, you're not this body, dehi nosmin yata dehe, one of the most quoted verses by Srila Prabhupada, up to his explanation of the relationship of Krishna with the gopis and all their relationships. The depth is, the breadth and the depth are both amazing. And how we can access these understandings of Krishna is if we can follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. So just as the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is the chapter on Jnana Yoga, on how to understand Krishna consciousness. And the culmination of that verse is that how to approach a spiritual master. I was just hearing that memory this morning. Giriraj Maharaj was explaining how at the Pandal in Mumbai, in Bombay, in early 1972, there was this big pandal, thousands of people in the audience, and one man approached the stage where Srila Prabhupada was speaking, and he was challenging, and they could understand he was a man with tattoos and chains, and he was a very aggressive person. And so he came up to the stage, and at first the devotees were kind of getting ready, you know, but Srila Prabhupada said, no, he can come. So Prabhupada let him come onto the stage and let him sit down. And so then this exchange took place between the two of them. And Giriraj Maharaj said, first the man asked Srila Prabhupada, have you understood and seen the self within yourself? See? And Prabhupada said, yes. And anyway, then the man continued, you know, and he got more and more aggressive as it went on. And then finally, Prabhupada said to him, now you have to answer my question. And the man refused. He said, no. So, and my question is, what is the correct way to approach the Bhagavad Gita, to approach the and understand the Bhagavad Gita? And the man again said, no, you have to answer my question first. And, you know, and then Prabhupada said, take him away. And he was ushered off the stage. And then Prabhupada gave the lecture on how one should understand transcendental knowledge, and one should understand by submissive questions, by submission, and in this way, one can truly understand. So it's very simple for us. We are submissive to Srila Prabhupada, and we understand his preeminence, and we understand also that he has access to the highest knowledge, and all we need do is follow his instruction. And the instructions are simple, you know, the chanting of rounds every day, following the regulative principles, and as much as possible, trying to remember Krishna, trying to chant Krishna's name, and being committed to serving in some way his mission, whatever way we can. So how we approach Krishna consciousness. That is how to accept Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And so I would ask that we can have some questions or comments. Yes?
When is that new Veda base coming out?
The new Veda base is coming out in June, next month. One acquires it by from either Krishna.com or from the archives themselves. They have the archives website is www.prabhupada.com. Very easy to remember that one. Yes. Maharaj? Yeah. We were reading the prayers of Queen Kunti Maharaj. Would you like to have some comment on that, seeing as it's Mother's Day, and so we're very much involved with that. Could you bring the microphone, please?
I was just hearing I can't remember if it was directly from Srila Prabhupada today or from Gopi Paranadana, who was speaking about Queen Kunti. And I think it was... I think it was Gopi Paranadana who was saying, a simple woman, but her prayers were most exalted and very potent, despite the fact that she was in that station. And he was emphasizing that to understand Krishna consciousness, to understand Krishna is very difficult, but it's also very easy. And it doesn't require a tremendous academic background or education. And he used Queen Kunti as an example. You know.
Very good. Thank you, Maharaj. Anyone? Very well. So let's all chant Hare Krishna. Oh wait, one lady wants to speak. Sorry.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much. Such a beautiful choice of topics. I remember some of the prayer you singled out, those who continuously hear, chant, and glorify. Can you remind me how that one ends?
That Srinvanti. Where am I?
Because I was appreciating how she said, oh, go ahead.
O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which can alone stop the repetition of birth and death.
Right. I think in that verse, it's always especially appealed to me that she says, also those who take pleasure in others doing so.
Yes.
And I think sometimes of the book distributors or people who are out, even if you're just beginning, but you can give the opportunity to others. And today I'm thinking, and a mother wants her children to hear, chant, and glorify Krishna. So I'm just appreciating that little part of the verse.
Thank you so much. Very good. I thank you all and wish you all happy Mother's Day. Jai Srila Prabhupada.